All right, cool. Happy New Year, everybody. I know it's a little bit late for that, but yeah, trust me, bro. I've been just been waiting for all of the hype to come down. I think towards the tail end of the year until the beginning of the year, there's so many things that happen. I think there's so much hype on, you know, kind of like excited that the year is ending. There's so many things to tie up and close up. On the other flip side of that story, we find ourselves kind of like writing our goals and everything for the new year, and the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the year have been quite interesting, at least for me. I'd like to know how yours has been. It's good to be back. It's good to be recording the podcast. I think probably we're gonna do this out as the podcast and a short video for YouTube, but we'll see how that goes. So let me get into some of the things that I want to talk about actually in this video. So I want to start off with just the fact that I have been waiting to talk about, you know, kind of like your New Year's resolutions, the goals of the year, after all of that hype has settled in. And the reason why I wanted to do this is I think I've seen it year and year over and over that about kind of like towards the end of the first month, all right, January, people are kind of like being hit with reality, right? Kind of facing whatever they need to face. And, you know, reality kicks in. There's been a lot of company layoffs in tech, abroad and locally. And when reality sets in, that's when you kind of like realize that, okay, cool. There's so much that needs to be done, and you get back into the day of doing things, and life just continues, right? So I wanted to wait for this time so that I can bring this up and I can, you know, kind of like speak to it and kind of revive those New Year's resolutions for you a little bit. I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. I think that it's kind of like an illusion that people have. I believe in a little bit more longer term thinking and kind of like working back from the biggest goal that you want to get to in 5, 10 years, etc., etc. So that's kind of like my approach, but that might not work for everybody, and some people kind of like see things year to year. I think it's important to break down what your goals are year to year based on a bigger roadmap. Now that the dust has settled in, how have you approached, you know, kind of like the start of the year? I kind of spoke about this in the beginning of the year. A lot of people kind of like want to jump in head first. It's like the beginning of the year, new me, and the hustle and all of that stuff. It's also okay to kind of like be more mindful, have a more mindful approach. Take time, take this first 2-3 weeks to actually figure out what is happening in your life this year. And kind of like plan and react according to that, right? Because usually most of us, especially those who are in the working class, we kind of find ourselves in other people's plans, right? So what is your company's plans, your boss's plans, your bigger team's plan, right? Even us people who are in consulting like myself, I also find myself in that, right? We need to realign with what the, you know, CEO's strategy is for that specific year, for this specific year. I've just been keeping this so that I can start this conversation again and maybe reignite some of the thinking and the thoughts and the ambitions that you really had written down at the tail end of 2023, getting into 2024. Maybe you are on track, right? Maybe you are on track with what you want to build this year. Maybe you are moving toward your goals. And I would also want to know how that is going, right? But from what I've seen, most of the years, the biggest trend is you will see that there is this hype, right? That happens at the beginning of the year. But, you know, things kind of like die off as, you know, the first month kind of like ends. We'll tell you a little bit of what we're trying to do here on Do Better UX / the podcast, Not a UX Designer. I'm not sure if the name of the podcast is going to stay in place this year, rejigging a little bit of things and doing a little bit of rebranding, maybe showcase how we build some of kind of like the podcast stuff, maybe some of, you know, the elements on the Do Better UX website itself. We've got some big goals for the channel and for the platform, great conversations lined up, and this year I am committed to making the podcast and the YouTube channel a priority just as much as other consulting work that I have last year. I know last year I was talking a lot about it. I kind of like, you know, was all over the place. But I think this is a really big platform that needs to be out there, right? I really believe in speaking about design careers, helping people shape their path and see how much of that, you know, of those learnings that I'm getting in the world, I can kind of like pass down to you. It's not like I'm a guru or anything, right? Most of these things, I'm kind of like also realizing them in life. What are your goals for this year, mainly from a career roadmap point of view? The reason why I'm asking that is we've been seeing a lot of changes in the world of tech, I think, over the past year, probably between 2020 until now, right? And we've seen a lot of growth and a lot of people being hired during the 2020-2021 period. And we've started seeing a lot of layoffs also happening towards kind of like the end of 2022, getting into 2023, right? And a lot more happening, you know, towards the end of 2023, getting into 2024. And this has kind of like changed the shape of, you know, I think the dynamics of how the marketplace has been. I'm not saying that there isn't any growth opportunities out there, but there has been a lot of change. And I want to know what that dynamic has meant for you wherever you're listening to this in the world, right? I know that within the local market that I'm in right here in South Africa and in other markets that I'm exposed to as well, you know, this has actually shaken things up for a lot of people, right? So I'm keen to start that conversation. If you want to have that conversation with me, you can check me out on LinkedIn. My name is Varima Henry. Yeah, I would like to have this conversation with you and understand what that dynamic has been for you. Another thing that we've seen shaping quite a bit has been the drive around technology. We've seen new technology in VR with the Apple Vision Pro coming out this year. We've also seen, you know, towards the tail end of last year, we've seen the AI pin. This year, we've seen the Rabbit R1, which are basically devices that are AI assistants in kind of like, you know, a carry form. So we're kind of like seeing voice moving away from home speakers and kind of being more of a thing that you can carry around. And I'm interested to see where that trend goes, because a few years back when I was talking about design sprints, I was quite interested in seeing how, you know, people design around voices, etc., etc., right? So I'm interested to see how that is shaping up. And also I'm interested to know from you how that is shaping up your career path out there, right? Are you looking to get more into AI? Has there been more opportunities for you with AI companies kind of like spiking up around us? What has that experience been for you? I'm super keen to know. Check out my handle in the description, wherever you're watching this or listening to this. And let's engage and have the conversation. I'm hoping that I can do this a little bit with more frequency in shorter bursts of just, you know, taking out what I am thinking about. I want to do more and more of this type of content so that I can share some of the ideas and the perspective that I am kind of like, you know, seeing design professionals shape their careers out there. And hopefully I might be able to have some of them and actually have them have conversations with them on this platform going forth. I hope that you guys can learn more on the journey with me. And having said that, I'll catch you on the next one.